I'm Tommy Gimler. Will Justin Timberlake reunite with NSYNC during the halftime show of Super Bowl 52? If it happens and you put 10 bucks on yes, you'll take home a cool grand, Barry Murphy. They're all still alive, right?
I'm next. I'm Barry Murphy, and I've already taken 71 prop bets, and you know, I'm still open for action. But more importantly, I need to pre-apologize for some morbid thoughts I'm going to have tonight. Sorry.
Goodness.
Dear God. I'm Gary Dudek, and, you know, leaving all your friends and moving to beautiful Culver City with your wife, but like I said, no friends, is a terrible move. And when your wife's a Patriots fan and you have to root for the Patriots on Sunday, well, that's also a terrible move.
Gary, don't do it. I'm the fabulous T-Shawn, and I'm here with all the top moments from this year's Australian Open. Hey, mate.
Yeah,
these will be edited out anyway, but everyone knows tennis is a sport for whiny rich kids whose parents decided to stop at one.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
Guys, welcome. It's the Super Bowl 52, basically gambling special.
Yeah.
Usually when we get you three guys in here, it's all about gambling, or else we're not doing a serious podcast.
Why do it?
But there's no reason to. Well, it actually leads us into like our first question. We've got Gary Dudek from TMZ.
Hello, everybody.
Sleeveless, as usual. 2018 is going to be another banner sleeveless year for him. We've got a sober Barry Murphy.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, like, what if I ever quit gambling? Would that be like the Playa del Rey girls, like, not watching The Bachelor? Is it like, it would be depressing, right?
Or they would just not go into POWs anymore 5 nights a week.
No, impossible.
No, that's what it would be. You quitting gambling. And we have the fabulous T-Shawn as well, who actually dressed up tonight.
Looking sharp.
Thank you.
It looks like something I would have purchased at Coda.
Yeah, I have
back
sleeves.
In the early 90s.
I do have sleeves.
It's great. So this is the Super Bowl 52 gambling preview, basically. We're going to jump right in the hot mess because we have so much to get to. Touched on this already, or kind of led into it a little bit. Super Bowl 52, if you are not an Eagles or Patriots fan, I think it's a dud. I don't know many people who are excited about this matchup outside of those fan bases. You know, sometimes you get like you get a really fun, like, I thought, like, Seahawks Patriots, that was the two teams that matched up really well. Like, I don't have a lot of people saying like, man, I'd love Nick Foles. This is going to be great.
Well, except for you talking about his big heart all the time. I don't know.
We're going to talk about it again tonight.
It is all the time.
So other than because I have money on it, give me a reason to watch Super Bowl 52 instead of taking my wife to see The Shape of Water, which looks horrible.
It is horrible. So that's
isn't it like Beauty and the Beast, except the guy's all fucked up in the water?
Is it worse than the Coen Brothers movie?
Oh, George God. Clooney? Nothing's worse than Hail Caesar for my money. But
he hates Hail Caesar.
The Shape of Water was equally terrible. I didn't even finish. I tried to watch. I got maybe 45 minutes in. I was like, this is terrible.
Do they have at least have like tits or anything in it?
Oh, God, no. There's like some weird fucking Staley fish guy. You see his genitals, I guess. But
was it worse than Bad Girls, the movie that with all the girls pretending to be cowboys?
Oh God, what is that?
You never remember?
No,
I remember that
I don't
one.
Remember that one.
I left that one.
Spoiler alert: Shape of Water will win the Oscar.
Oh,
I'll be so pissed.
So, do you think when they were like sitting around and like going through like the script revisions, they were like, "Now we have to show that he's got a scaly dick. Like you have to show that he's got something because they make love, right?
I think gear. I didn't get that far to the lovemaking, but there was some other bizarre.
Is he like injector, kind of like a scorpion would stick his penis? Is it like really gross?
Like a pig having
like an
sex,
alien
like
thing?
Like a coiled penis.
Again, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah,
but
sorry.
He has some sort of like a conch shell type penis apparatus that can open up.
So he's not circumcised,
and you don't really see the dick. You know, and it kind of goes back into the body, and is covered up in camouflage.
It doesn't come like shooting like through her back and out her stomach like Terminator 2.
Ooh,
that would have been interesting. That would have been and Species.
And she tells her sexual tale to Octavia Spencer, I believe, and she's like, "Ooh,
well, now
get again, some of that."
Last spoiler alert of the evening about this movie, but she doesn't actually talk either. So.
That is true.
Yeah. The fish doesn't talk? Or
no, the woman doesn't talk. The fish actually
she
talks
mute?
More than
yeah.
the
deaf?
Woman.
She's mute, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Oh.
She's not deaf. She's just mute.
Probably makes the lovemaking even more
intense.
It's a
love tale as old as time, which is why I hated it.
Who thought of this?
Sorry, anyways, that's
Guillermo
why.
Del Toro.
Oh,
Guillermo
sure.
Del Toro.
Four sober Barry Murphy sat around a table. This is what they came up with, a mute and a mutant.
Can I backtrack real quick, by the way? You called it Super Super Bowl 52, which is correct, but I just want to AP nerd out here a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know how when you're writing, you have to write Super Bowl LII or whatever? They're getting rid of that.
It's, the Roman numerals?
Yeah.
Because none of the kids understand it anymore.
Exactly. So from now on, when you're writing professionally, you just write the 2018 Super Bowl. And that's
really
going to be the 2019 Super Bowl, yeah.
And so then eventually you can only call it the big game because of the patents and copyrights and everything.
That
is
well.
The 2019
it's just
big
fucking
game.
Sad. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It is. So it's like no longer can you write in cursive if you're talking about the Super Bowl, and no longer can you use Roman numerals.
Nope.
What
nope.
a country.
I didn't know you could write in letters. I thought it was all emojis and just weird swirly poops.
Football trophy and the number two. Here we go. So does anybody have a reason? If you're not an Eagles fan or a Patriots fan, why are you watching this?
Pure gambling. That's really it for me.
No, but you can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Because
sorry.
I have money on it.
Oh, you know what? My only reason is to see if Gronk gets another concussion. And if he, because like, I mean, not like that's my
that's
only
very
reason.
Very specific.
Well, I mean,
Gary.
It's just like the last two games I've watched or whatever, there's been a woozy Travis Kelce. Looked like he was going to fall over.
Drunk.
And then Gronk again. It's like, is it going to happen again? Is there going to be another huge concussion in one of these big games?
To a tight end?
Or anybody else, I guess. But Gronk specifically is what made me think of it. Yeah. Yeah,
he's one concussion away from only being able to host shows on MTV2 for the rest of his career. That's
as long as he's got one good arm.
He'll be hanging out with Danny Woodhead playing with his diggy in a
Did you see Grunt's comedy special, by the way?
No.
He did stand-up comedy?
Yeah. There was a
Who opened? Steve-O?
I only saw like a two-minute clip, but it was painful.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
He shouldn't try at being funny. It's like Tommy. Just don't try and you're funny. It's fine.
Drink a couple of beers and talk.
Anyways.
So that's it. No reason to watch.
No.
So put money on it, kids.
Concussion watch is for me, yeah.
Concussion watch. Nice. Okay.
I think there's a challenge to watching the game and looking for something else. It's kind of like going to a funeral. Like, what's funny? Like, what can you make? How do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to screw up? Are the altar boys going to fuck around?
Well,
no?
The Waste Management Open.
What
in
kind of
Phoenix.
Funerals are you going to?
Holy Irish Catholic ones, you know.
There is the final round of the golf tournament in Phoenix, the Waste Management Open.
Yeah, there's already a streaker.
If we want to flip to that. Yeah, it's actually golf's rock and roll show of the year. Really.
Yeah, it's Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah, they actually have a bigger crowd than the Super Bowl. Amazing on that, huh?
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude. That one hole has like 135,000 people.
Come on.
Yeah, swear to God.
Yeah,
that's better.
You can pay to pump this, right?
I mean, you know, you
They're
do what
really
you got to do.
It.
You got to do
a couple
of
VOs in there.
It's early in the year, right? You got to make sure you make your nut.
Speaking of nuts, the streaker today during that was hilarious.
Yeah, he's like in the bunker throwing sand up in the air. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to break dance.
Oh, the homeless.
not in Scottsdale. That guy had to be from Mesa. So win or lose at this point, is there any argument? Can you come up with any argument that Tom Brady is not the GOAT? Is there any argument that you can make that he's not the GOAT, or is he just simply the product of one of the greatest systems of all time?
I wish I could say that, but I mean, obviously, like he's only played. Arguably, Randy Moss is the only Hall of Famer he's ever played with, really. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, who else is?
Yeah,
Corey Dillon.
That was brief.
Is that a Hall of Famer?
Curtis Martin.
Close.
Curtis Martin.
Dillon? Close. He might be like voted in by the Veterans Committee.
Yeah. I don't know, but they didn't even win the year he had Moss. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
true.
Product of a system. Those defenses are all no name defenses, kind of like the later ones at least. I don't know. He's good. It sucks, but he's good.
I've watched a lot of Patriots football the last few years with my lovely wife. Love you, babe. And also for fantasy football purposes. And he's amazing.
Yeah, he's like, crazy. His second half numbers are stupid.
I used to hate him, and now I can't. And like he does it with all these different scrub players. It's like Chris Hogan all of a sudden's the best fantasy football player for
he's
7
all
weeks.
Pro, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
and then he gets hurt, and it's like, oh, now Amendola is the best. You forget about Edelman. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's made a lot of like absolute no name, barely made the team receivers, like absolutely phenomenal. I think it's been an overtime thing. Like unless you were from there, like I feel like he was very Drew Bledsoe be the greatest of all time at this point?
I think time will still tell. He had a couple of good years.
I mean,
as a Broncos homer, you have the Elway love and Peyton Manning, right? So, like, does either one of them even sniff his jock? You'll probably say Elway somehow, right?
I mean, Elway.
Wilbon says Elway.
It's just
sometimes.
Amazing how much these guys love Elway.
Yeah, well, because
he's
Elway
stunk before Terrell
and
Davis.
And look, I feel like he does have his nose up his own ass as far as executive work goes. Yeah. Apart from getting Manning, which was, you know, just a gift. But like as a player, like he really. He had very little as well, and, you know, of course, it took him a little while to really seal the deal. Like, Brady was very fortunate that, you know, it was very charmed early on that it all worked out for him, and then the momentum went his way very nicely. I don't know. He had a lot of things. Like, he wasn't really that good early on. Like, if you look at his early stats, there's a reason why he hasn't eclipsed others more quickly after playing for 35 years now. So, like, there are just some things to... But as a winner, it's there, right? It's there. He's beaten Montana. He's beaten Bradshaw. It's tough to deny.
Plus, he left a pregnant chick, a chick that he impregnated for Giselle, and he's so good that no one ever talks about that.
Yeah, that is...
I could also see John Elway... Like somebody coming up in 2018 saying a Me Too moment with John Elway. There's just too many.
Yeah, he does.
There's
like,
too many like executive parties, car dealership grand openings, just the 80s.
And there were some low. There were like, some low days. I mean, I waited tables at a restaurant that he used to, you know, quietly go to and just get shit faced on like Las Brisas finest margarita in all of Denver kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he would get slammed.
Hey, Terry, bring me another.
I could see him Rick Pitino and some chick in a back of a restaurant.
I think he had some. He probably has had proportionally far more slimy moments than.
Well, that's a good podcast. Put that on the list.
Oh,
slimy coaching.
Yeah. A little, like a bracket of 16, the slimiest.
There's an Ernie McCracken Award, I think, is right. Big Earn from Kingpin.
Yeah.
Speaking of slimy, let's move on here in the hot mess. If Big Dick Nick and the Eagles pull off the upset, what are the chances that Foles comes back to Philly as a backup next year? I think that's actually one of the top three stories.
No, that motherfucker is going to be the Broncos starter next year, unfortunately.
You're probably right.
Broncos, you think so?
Yeah. Speaking of Elway, he's just going to pick.
What about Kirk Cousins?
He needs another big goofy bastard as one of their quarterbacks. So we have three of them. Like, just three guys, 6'6", at least 6'6", and no more than 220.
Does your dick get bigger in the altitude, too? Will he be, like, really big dick?
That is one of the things. That was terrible about coming to the beach.
This is one of my morbid thoughts. I actually think Foles will be the starter next year, not because of Carson Wentz having all these surgeries. I actually think Carson Wentz is going to get killed by a drunk driver in a head-on collision.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy,
that
right?
Is morbid as...
I know.
Let me quick make an editing note here.
That's
at
a 30 for 30 in 2020.
That's
deep,
dark,
right?
That's
it's really bad. I couldn't help
it. It's quite a forecast.
This is like the Big Short 2.
I mean, he's like the nicest
Carson
person
Wentz
in the world.
Yeah, no,
he's going down.
Barry warned us. He said morbid shit was coming.
I got one more.
Everybody mourned, except the one guy who bet against him.
Yeah, he loves God, but not too much.
Well, I got it at plus 1,700 at the Golden Nugget, so I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, he's changed enough people's lives.
Guy's
got to
blow
point.
A 2.5 at least, though. So we'll see what happens.
What's the origin of the
he might get hit
Nick?
By Elway?
Is that just a Philly fan sign, or was that like
No, it was Connor Barwin was doing like a Reddit.
Oh, that's
AMA
right, AMA.
Or something like
that's it.
Is it legit?
According to him, so someone like just chimed in with a question like, "Hey, who's got the biggest wiener in the locker room?" He's like, "Don't you guys know it's Nick Foles?"
He's probably just saying that because Foles doesn't say anything.
But I think it goes back to Arizona too. I think
you always
got to
say it about the quietest guy. It's just funny.
Yeah, that's true. This guy fucks.
just look at Tommy's coffee mug.
If he was in the XFL, that's opposite. What his jersey would have been. This guy fucks
in the XFL.
Yeah. Right, you said it, he hate me, right? Remember that guy?
Oh yeah.
Speaking Smart. Of a lot of
name?
Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of fucking going down in Philadelphia. Big time population boom 9 months from now. They're nuts, guys. Philly fans are nuts. So win or lose Sunday, shit's gonna go down on South Street. After the first two playoff wins, two different police horses were punched. Two different guys were arrested for punching a police horse. There was the doom buggy that a guy drove up the rocky stairs. There were guys climbing the light poles, even though the cops had greased them. And they were still like climbing them up.
It's determination. It is the city of Rocky, right?
It
and who is that? What was the guy that Marky Mark portrayed?
Oh, was Invincible Guy.
The Invincible Guy. What was his name? Right. Like,
or the boxer. Or the who hasn't he portrayed?
It's pretty funny that the biggest Patriots fan, or one of, celebrity-wise, was also the most famous Eagle in a movie.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Did you see that Onion article that had Wahlberg looking at Isaiah Thomas? He was like, Mark Wahlberg studies Thomas to see if he can play him in his next film.
I was talking to my buddy Vinny, who's an Eagles fan. He said the cops are now going to use motor oil.
Oh. Wow.
They're thinking about putting motor oil up on the light poles so people won't climb and get the motor oil all over their clothes. But I'm like, that's stupid. I would intentionally climb if I'm an Eagles fan and I'm in that mindset. And I would never wash that jersey. And I would say, like, there it is. I'd put it in a frame and it'd be like motor oil. I climbed the street pole at South and...
Also, it also seems very like short-sighted because they're just going to light the pole on fire.
Yeah,
like, there's no doubt.
They haven't thought this out.
No.
Someone will. They may not really think it out. No, I think they'll just fluke into it. Like it'll happen.
Yeah.
What about super glue?
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that'd be the real deterrent, right?
Yeah. You put like they have the news comes out in the morning. It's still like nine guys are still awake. The buddies are handing them beers and stuff.
Right, it's you know, like the frozen pole with the tongue thing, right?
So like his pants are just soaked and he's pissed in his pants all night.
Yeah, birds!
Go Eagles! You know you guys lost, huh?
I think one of the best clips I saw from the celebrations of them going to the Super Bowl was, did you see the one where there's a dude on top of like a Suburban or some kind of SUV, and he's just sitting on the top of it, and he's on his phone, and he goes by, and all of a sudden the guy on his phone like goes to the right, and it's a shirtless, like fat black dude with an Eagles mask on, and he's wearing like a diaper or something. It's
good
the
outfit.
Craziest clip. It's like eight seconds of just, what am I watching?
Yeah. See, don't wear that in Minnesota. Like, if you're outside the stadium, that's a bad outfit, I think. That's very cold. Very
minus
cold.
-4 today, I heard. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So are they on the verge of eclipsing the Bills Mafia as the craziest fans right now, or is it just ways to go yet?
I think it's temporary for the Eagles, and because they're good. The Bills Mafia is always insane. Like,
I haven't seen any videos of someone getting humped on the hood of a Corolla or anything yet on South Street. But it could happen. If they win a Super Bowl, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. For the Bills, I mean, they just have so little else. Right, like that. It's just a community it's tight knit.
It's like an SEC kind of college
game.
Yeah,
to them, and they never win though. Like that's what makes them a little different than the SEC. They're just like.
Do you think it's weird for Pats fans to be the classy fans for once?
I was going to bring that up. These are two
strange,
of the most
right?
annoying fan bases in the entire league.
See, can
I wouldn't
you even call
take
the
Eagle,
streets?
I wouldn't even call the Eagles fans annoying. They're just idiots. But like Pats fans are obnoxious.
That makes them intolerable. Yeah. They're both intolerable. But Pats fans are definitely, from a volume standpoint and an incessant standpoint and accent. Come on, like the accent gets really worked into that. Turns your stomach.
So much for our syndication on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's makes me puke on my foot.
One more topic. Old man saying.
One more topic in the hot mess. So some people like maybe they're already running out of because it's like I said, Eagles Patriots boring Super Bowl if you're not part of their fan bases. So people are coming up with like things to talk about, and one of the things was Doug Peterson, teammates of Brett Favre for 7 years. So he asked Brett Favre to give kind of like the inspirational speech on Saturday night. You know, don't send dick pics to insane Jets employees, and you know, just whatnot, like a nice inspirational speech from Brett Favre, and people were like, Brett Favre, give me somebody from the Eagles, like someone who's been with that organization,
Reggie White.
That's I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what Tony Maserati from 98.5 The Sports
that's
Hub
ridiculous.
In Boston said today. Let's give it a listen.
So it's just another little, I don't know, it's just a little thing. I'll tell you though, when you really start to think about it, like. I mean, Belichick brings in Bill Russell.
Right.
Or Bill has done in previous Super Bowls, he's brought in Lenny Clark, you know, for
everybody like.
Yeah, for like a whole different reason, you know. But he's just going to randomly bring in, you know, some quarterback who played on another team a decade ago. What? Why?
There had to be somebody in Philadelphia history that meant more. You know, Bobby Clark, something like that. Like, I'm just picking names out of my head now. But if you're thinking about. I guess he really didn't have many Eagles to pick when you think.
Yeah, really? What do you do with that loser organization?
Like, Reggie White, maybe?
He's dead.
Oh, right.
All right.
So they laughed about it a little bit, and they reminded everyone, hey, we're not laughing at the fact that he's dead. We're laughing that...
this guy's an idiot.
You come up with, yeah. But actually, like, if you listen to Tony Maserati, like, they have him on High Heat a lot, you know, and he's actually really funny. And he's actually, it just absolutely, like, totally slipped his mind. So it's one of those things that he's probably kicking himself in the dick about, like, today. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? I think the quote on Barstool was pretty hysterical. The guy who ever wrote the article on Barstool was like, I'll tell you what, that would be truly inspirational. If they can get Reggie White to come on in and talk to the team on Saturday night, that would truly be an inspiration.
I'm gonna go irony here. Rocky. Who did they bring in for Rocky when he was down in the dumps? Come on, guys.
Mr. T?
Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Who do you bring in? Yeah. Eli Manning. He's your number one nemesis. He beat him twice.
Yeah, all right.
And he's goober. Okay. It's not like he's going to come in kicking over
he's
garbage
totally
cans.
Duber.
Wow, that was well thought out. I thought you were fucking around. See?
Yeah, again, this clarity of thought is really throwing us off here, Murph.
This is called preparation. That's all.
I would go for a former high school coach of mine when I was in Tennessee, Dennis Harrison, part of the D-line of the 81... Well, Super Bowl losing Eagles team, but you know, Dennis Harrison. I mean, he was a hell of a guy. I remember him fondly from my days.
So was he the coach from Remember the Titans?
He was an extra. But,
all right.
How fondly do you remember?
Oh, come on, man.
It's the Me Too year, baby.
Real excited here.
Come on. Well, I mean, it's rare I can talk about old Coach Harrison.
Got the back of the Skylark once or twice, didn't you?
Sentimental.
Yeah, it is. It's the sentimental pick. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, let's not get creepy about it, fellas.
Too late. Randall Cunningham? I don't know. Who the hell do you,
Randall the
who
candle.
Do you bring in? I mean,
greatest. Yeah. Randall Cunningham,
you
I think, has an argument
someone
for greatest,
who's won.
Greatest, like, not Nintendo, but just like, greatest video game character of all time. QB Eagles.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Absolutely. QB Eagles. Yeah. That's true. What about Reggie Roby? He was a pretty good punter, right? Wait, no. Is I on the wrong team? I forget.
Dolphins.
How about
Dolphins.
Jeff Fiegel.
I thought it was
Jeff Fiegel
on
the Eagles.
Yeah.
Someone from the Philly's MLS team, maybe. No?
Could have brought in David Akers. Could have told you about like how to kick field goals and then like not to invest your money in Ponzi schemes and shit. Yeah,
I
could have.
I know we don't do soccer or hockey, but how about Ron Hextall? Huh? No one hacked a guy more when he was in the crease than Ronnie Hextall.
You're right. It should be a Broad Street Bully guy for sure.
Yeah, that would be. See, they actually won too.
They'll take.
No one even brings up
stuff. They'll come in there. None of
those
guys
Chase
have real teeth.
Oh, there you go.
I think he's been hitting the head a few too many times too. I don't think he knows where he is on most days.
He's a little weird. Mm. No one even mentions McNabb. Does everyone just hate him?
He's probably busy puking in a huddle somewhere.
Cuse grad, everyone loves.
You know, that's
McNabb.
One of the prop bets.
Yeah,
by
but
the
he's
way.
A loser. He lost the Super Bowl. You can't bring in a guy who lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's part of the Me Too.
There's
thing
no
right
eagle
now, too.
You can't
you know?
Bring
he's...
in any eagle except Dick Vermeil, maybe.
Was Donovan McNabb the one who like asked the NFL Network employee if she was a squirter?
I think so.
I think I think he was. Yeah, that was his question.
Or
one question asked this young lady.
Maybe it was one of those two. Yeah,
dude.
How is Michael Irvin not get busted yet?
He was almost murdered when he was a player.
Insane. He says the craziest shit. Yeah. Marshall Faulk gets busted, but Irvin doesn't.
Yeah, Marshall Faulk did. That's right. Yeah.
Every one of those guys is a clown. Rich Eisen, Mariucci, they're all clowns.
And the NFL's like defense of the whole situation was pretty good, too. Like it was basically like a she was asking for it defense, or like she she accepted it. Like she was okay with Marshall Faulk whipping out his penis. Totally cool. It was
Tuesday.
Well,
he is a Hall of Famer, first ballot, so, you know.
Right. Well, guys, let's get to the fun part, huh? Of course, we're all going to be throwing down money on Super Bowl 52. For me, it's going to be the only way that I'll watch the game and have any kind of interest on it. We're eventually going to get to the part where we're going to put our own money down. Two Alexander Hamiltons from each guy. Where it's going to be like serious prop bets.
How
but I came up with a couple of prop bets here. A couple of fun prop bets. Of course, you can always take the Patriots -4, -4.5, whatever it's at now, or take the Patriots money line, the over-under. But one of the greatest things about the Super Bowl is like what you can bet on, whether or not it's the national anthem, the coin toss, you know.
Pink's hair.
How many times are you going to show Giselle? Like the things that you can bet on. What's going to be the first commercial after kickoff? Mm-hmm. The amount of things you can bet on the Super Bowl, it's unmatched. I don't know. I've never watched like a Champions League game over in England if they have like the same prop bets for that game. I don't know if they do that, but for me I think this is what makes the Super Bowl the greatest sporting event.
Hell
at
yeah.
least gambling wise all the prop bets. So here's a couple of prop bets. Or here are a couple of prop bets. The Eugene Robinson Award for the first player to get arrested Saturday night before the big game, plus 400 Patriots player or minus 700 Eagles player. I just think that the Patriots players know that if they would get arrested with Belichick and Brady and like the just the aura that surrounds that organization, they'd be blackballed from the game. That there's no way. Whereas the Eagles players, I think Doug Peterson's going to keep them loose. It's going to be whatever. Fletcher Cox might mix his pills. You never know.
But Garrett Blunt might just punch a concession stand worker in the Mall of America or something.
That's why the Eagles are minus 700 in this one. Who you got?
Man, I think you got – I mean, the juice is huge on the Eagles, but maybe I'll take a flyer on the Patriots. There's got to be – like, who's their punter? Like, you know, just somebody that no one ever talks about on that team. I just be like, you know what, I probably won't even punt tomorrow.
Yeah, if you thought Brett Favre's backup was a cake job, like, how about the Patriots punter?
Yeah.
How often do they
punt?
Exactly.
That's what I'm – maybe he'll just get a little too sauced up, and maybe he'll punch a police horse or something. So I'll lay the money on the on the flyer there, plus 400.
All right.
I'm going to go Eagles, and I hate to get dark on you guys again here, but I got Carson Wentz again. Domestic abuse. I think he's going to throw his wife down a flight of stairs. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Paulina Gretzky threw Dustin Johnson downstairs last year. That's the story. Right. It's a rumor, but
she seems like she's got a little.
Yeah. She's
nuts.
You
know how hot I am.
She's nuts.
You dumb hillbilly. Yeah,
they do.
Like,
they do love to party.
I know from experience, dude. Yeah, that's a good pick, Carson. On a
You got anything on a player getting arrested?
Can
you name five players on the Eagles?
On the Eagle, Jeff Feagles is gone.
I believe he is.
He's
gone.
Not the punter.
He's the punting coach.
He can give you six guys from '93.
Coach
Madden
Harrison
Eagles.
Not back on the Eagles, probably.
I don't know if he ever was. No.
And then, Big Dick Nick. I now know him based on your ramblings.
Yep. Thank you. That actually got 343 Facebook likes.
Ooh,
that was a big article for the Dud. Yeah,
that's
that was a big
problem.
One.
That's a good one.
That's awful. Let's see here.
All right, well, don't worry about it. We'll move on to the next funny prop bet here. Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl MVP again and finally reveals his biggest diet secret.
Ricky Waters? No, he's not
Which
there
is,
anymore.
Of course, he drinks 2 quarts of Giselle's breast milk every morning. Breast milk every morning.
Wow.
That's his diet secret. He drinks 2 quarts of Giselle's breast milk every morning. Plus 340, yes. Plus 340.
I watch a lot of Tom versus Time, and he's always drinking purple things. So I don't think he's drinking her breast milk.
I could see Giselle having purple breast milk.
Yeah. A little,
everything about her is
magenta,
perfect,
but not this deep purple. This is like, and it's very curdly.
Is he really drinking purple stuff?
Yeah, he's drinking
that?
Like it's like a protein shake with lots of thick stuff in there.
I saw like 30 seconds that weird guru of his massaging his legs.
Oh yeah, he gets up on the thigh a little.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. Yeah. And like really fast too. He was like,
you see a bunch of dudes in Boston sitting around there like frat house, like, what the fuck is Tom doing over here? Is this guy gonna give him a fucking tongue?
Oh man.
You ever do that to me, Jimmy?
And Jimmy's thinking, God, I wish I could.
Fuck you.
It's all right. You could do it. That Tom Brady does it.
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah. We're not
gay. Tom from his masseuse. What the who's the guy girl? Who cares?
Be like Tom. How about Al Michaels says, and that's a catch by the tight end Zach Ertz, who many of you fantasy footballers will recognize from the team name My Nut Zach Ertz. I think
whose team is that? Is
that made me laugh when I read. I lolled earlier.
I saw that in two of my fantasy leagues.
My Nut Zach Ertz. That's really good.
So I think Al Michaels is like getting to the end of his rope, where he just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like
it him and Collinsworth?
Yeah.
Oh man,
I like Collinsworth. You don't like him?
I don't mind him. I don't mind him. The
combo. You know what I don't
little...
like him about him is that his child is now doing bits for ESPN,
and he sounds just like
him. Yeah,
he
sounds exactly like him. It's fucking freaky.
He can't be worse than Chris Sims, though. No, he's pretty bad.
He can't be worse than Chris Sims. I mean, that's probably true.
I'm gonna take the yes on this one too.
Yeah, I put yes that he might just lose it and finally just say whatever.
I want something to root for. It. Yeah.
-2800, no, too. So you're right, better off just throwing 10 bucks on yes, yeah.
You think Al take it old school and he really does just have the cocktail, you know, with a little brown liquor right there. He's like, yeah.
I think ratings would actually go up if they showed like reporters drinking while they were doing it.
That'd be absolutely phenomenal.
They cut to him and he's like fingering his belly button. Like, this is like weird old man stuff.
Luke, can you put out that cigarette? Ah, sorry, I smoke when I drink.
Just bring back some Cosell shit. He's like, eh. That's how I started.
I would crank that up, but they were drunk and announcing the game.
All right, guys, that was basically the fluffer to the real deal here. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, the best part of our Super Bowl 52 preview here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us on dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. It is the real prop bet. Let's call it a draft. The real prop bet fantasy draft.
Yeah, explain this correctly. Don't get all carried away.
We picked an order, and it was going to be like the what we normally did, where your first pick was worth 30 points. It was the sure thing. We were going to call it the Nancy Reagan sure thing, because I was reading today on the plane, according to LipstickAlley.com, the famous Hollywood whores post that they put up. Number one was Marilyn Classic. Monroe, and I was like, all right, I can see that. Yeah, whatever. Number nine, though, was Nancy Davis Reagan. And I was like, come on. This is what they had to say about Nancy Davis Reagan being a Hollywood whore. The eminence, blah, blah, blah. She used astrology to determine policy decisions. She slept with Frank Sinatra in the White House itself. Personally pro-choice, but kept quiet and supported anti-choice actions for her husband's career. Former hostess girl, prostitute for the studios when they needed to recruit someone. Reported to give the best head in Hollywood in her day.
Yeah.
Was pregnant when she married Ronnie.
Yeah, I think most of that's on her tombstone. So I don't know.
It wraps around and goes to the back. Yeah.
So me reading this and taking the chance on the plane was totally not worth
that
it.
That cemetery better be ready for a lot of tourists tomorrow.
Just go to Gettysburg.
That is surprising, though, some of that info.
So we were anyway. She was going to be the sure thing, and then we were going to do the Dolores O'Riordan.
Wait, who was number one on that Hollywood whores list?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, number two.
But there was like Raquel Welch on there, Kim Novak, Veronica Lake, Sophia Loren, Joan Collins, Sharon Stone was on that list, believe it or not.
Okay.
Talking about another high-class prostitute, her icy beautiful commanded $1,000 per hour. She was discovered by Michael Douglas when she came to call on him for a professional service. The set of Basic Instinct was turned into a brothel for a day. Mike decided that the non-orgasmic Sharon needed to learn the ropes. The infamous sex scene between them was entirely real.
Good Lord.
Afterwards, Mike invited the director and one producer to join in on the fun.
Kind of believable.
Sharon hugely enjoyed the bondage scene that followed. Mm-hmm. Held down by two men, Mike screwed her for 30 full minutes. Sharon reported, "I have never had sex like that in my life. Now I can't get enough of it." She reported 6 orgasms on that particular day. Sharon was paid an extra $10,000 for the romp.
Wow. Right, this sounds
imagine
like
if she would have had Twitter at that point.
This is like a .uk site. I don't. This feels like something they conjured up, man.
Yeah, it's the Russians. Yeah, this is something that definitely like when you click on the bottom of TMZ and it's
nasty shit.
You think she really blew Pesci in Casino when he walks her out to the parking lot?
That
really awkward
real.
Scene. He's talking about sandwiches.
Puts his hands. Yeah.
You know, you normally look at it and say, I don't think that's true, but based on what we've heard the last 6 months.
And I don't believe that sort of shit. I believe that one.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to the conspiracy
club.
Douglas
this is great. Sick fuck. Kurt, his dad. Come on. Come on.
His dad.
Yeah,
he throw his dad in the mix.
But he was being
when
nice.
Sharon is
he was
like
showing her the ropes.
Break into Hollywood 101. That's what it is. Right. I still think back to the list you had, Raquel Welch still up there for me for some reason.
She's got good posters still.
Yeah, she never did a poster after like age 45 either. It's kind of brilliant.
Said she was very well known in Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh.
So says her family.
She'd be
not.
A talker too, I think, you know.
Allegedly she did. Allegedly she did a lot of porno films, most of which were collected up and destroyed by the studio.
Raquel Welch did?
Yeah. We might have to find Lipstick Alley. We might have to put this in the Friends of the Dud.
What was your 6 degrees of website separation to get to that website while you're on the plane?
Yeah, I mean,
how did it CNN?
I literally Googled Hollywood sluts.
For what reason, though? Why?
Just to come up with a sure thing. We were going to do the sure thing where it was like 30 points.
You're probably going to prison at some point.
I'm fucking bored. Where are we? We're over in Nebraska? All right. Anyway, we digress. This is the prop bet portion here. We're gonna make some money, gentlemen. Right. We're gonna have both of our listeners are gonna get rich off of the Super Bowl, the dud Super Bowl that's coming up, the Eagles and the Patriots. So what's gonna happen is you kind of took over here, and I like where your head was at. We're each going to get five picks, and we're each going to have $100 to spend on each pick, right?
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's let's say you say I'm going to take the, let's say the prop is I'm going to take heads for the coin toss, and what heads would be at like what minus 110 or minus 105
yeah,
whatever.
Yep.
So $100 would win what?
95 bucks.
Yeah, 90 95 bucks in there.
Yep.
So at the end out of all five of your picks, whoever makes the most money on their fake $100 will win the real $20 from every single player.
Got it.
Is that understood? Do I need to explain that anymore? Every single pick that we're going to make, we have 100 fake dollars.
Yep.
To, you know, like we're at the Golden Nugget to make the bet.
Love it.
Okay. Now, we chose ahead of time. I get to go first, actually. Gary Dudak from TMZ will go second. Sober Barry Murphy will go third. And then T-Shawn, you will go fourth. It'll be a snake draft, so you also go fifth, and we'll bring it back around.
All right. I mean, so it's pretty much is the rule of you can't duplicate someone else's bet also.
Right, but well, you could take tails. Like, let's say I took heads on the coin toss. You could take tails.
Right. Okay.
Any more questions? You basically made the rules here.
No, I know. I didn't know if that wasn't part of my rules, so I was just wondering if that was in effect. I feel like that. The duplication and someone going, "Oh man, you took my." I don't think that'll happen. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, there's only 5,000 props.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think there's a lot of options here.
I must be on the wrong page. I only found like 25. That's
you got to you got to dig deeper.
If you all keep right. scrolling, they keep yeah. going.
You got to go to the dark web. or Slender Man.
The right. Slender Man side. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so on the clock first, Tommy Gimler from the Daily Upper Decker, at Daily Upper Deck on Twitter, at Funny Tommy on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, dailyupperdecker.com every single day. Here is my first pick. I think that it could be a sucker bet, but I think that this is extremely low considering how much he catches the ball. Total receiving yards for Deion Lewis, I'm going over 29 and a half yards. Doesn't he catch like 8 balls a game?
Nah, I think you're thinking of James White, who catches most of them.
No, he's got them too. But
yeah, yeah, Deion Lewis runs more. He does catch some too. But James
right, well,
White.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's where the gamble is. It's actually between those two players, like
who gets the hot hand?
Belichick will go with each guy, and that's he's going to go heavy on one. He just always does.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, he could have that by the first quarter if he gets a little dump-off pass or something. So.
Correct, yeah. I think no one throws to his running backs more than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think
greatest
either
of
or,
all time. Sure.
Either or, but I think, like, I'm looking at, like, James White is 24 and a half, and Deion Lewis is 29 and a half. So I agree that he throws a lot to James White, but I would expect that number to be higher. So I think that is more of a sucker bet. So the over at minus 130 – for Deion Lewis over 29 and a half yards.
Okay.
So you win $130. No,
it's -130.
Oh, you're going to make nothing.
No, he'll still make whatever it is, 70 something dollars.
All right. I don't abide by your strategy, and that's fine. But isn't White the reigning MVP?
He is. Yeah. He is. Yeah. He got the hot hand last. But Deion Lewis was also not nearly as prevalent.
Wait, James White was the MVP of last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Why? How was Tom Brady not
Because Brady had a shitty first half and threw a pick six, and James White had every touchdown in the second half.
I was so fucked up at that point. I don't remember.
I thought he was supposed to be, and Brady got it. Because remember the whole thing about the truck where Brady gave him the truck?
That's right.
Maybe, I think Brady won it, but he thinks James White should have won it.
Hang on. Let me see. What was it?
Fucking the fabulous T-Shawn providing fake news here.
I thought we tried to
steer clear of that asshole, man. We're trying to make sure.
No, you're right.
Tom Brady was named the MVP.
And you're right. Everyone thought it should have been James White.
I think Brady gave him.
Apparently, I wasn't fucked up enough in Houston, man. What a letdown.
I actually think I had some sort of prop bet of this nature for reals, and I thought I was going to win. And of course, I definitely feel like I got fucked on every level from the Patriots and their style of winning. Everything I may have lost, I may have lost 14 bets. Yeah.
Tom Brady thinks James White should have been Super Bowl MVP. That was the big headline afterwards.
So he gave him the truck.
Yep. And then James White gave away the truck.
And some And then James White did.
He gave away the trophy.
That's because Tom spilled some of his purple drink in it before he gave it to him.
He sold it to one of Belichick's kids. Picked the silly one.
Boy, have you seen Belichick's daughter? I mean, I'm not
Randy Belichick,
the prettiest piece of flesh walking around this planet. But holy shit, man! Tom Brady has to take his like fitness guru and just for a Christmas present give it to Belichick's daughter. I mean, she's gonna die, dude.
Oh my! I had no way that.
This
bad.
Is coming from Morbid Times. She's huge. Wow.
Meet my daughter, Steven. She's our DB's coach.
Wow.
She runs the drills.
She's in charge of catering, I think.
It's Stephanie.
She's in charge of sampling the catering.
She likes to test it out. Steven for 22 years.
Gary Dudak from TMZ, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm going to go with what I feel is very safe, but it's also minus 200, so I'm going for just a little bit of cash on this first pick. Will there be a flea flicker attempt? I'm saying no.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Because there was two last week. There was one by the Patriots or some sort of crazy-ass play. I forget what it was, like a double reverse or something. And then the Eagles did a flea flicker too, right? Didn't, toss it back to Foles? So there's no way.
That's minus 200.
So I will win $50 on this pick. I will be if there is no flea flicker.
Okay. I think that's perfect reasoning. I think a lot of people are going to be like the exact opposite way.
Yeah, they're going to
like my Uncle Floyd's going to be at home like, ha, ha, I had two last week. One average is out. One. Tommy, give me $1,000 on it.
I like his style, and his voice.
Morbid Murphy.
I'm going to make another wussy bet. I'm going to take the minus 300 that Brady's age will be mentioned.
Oh yeah,
has to be mentioned once.
I think that's what I saw.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw one too.
What is that under Super Bowl
it's
specials?
It's 1.5. Sorry.
Oh, so you're going to go over for
I'm
sure?
I'm going over, but it's minus 300. But I don't know what that counts as. It says from kickoff to the final whistle. Halftime does not count towards the wager. Must say age 40. Must say his age 40? I don't know what that means. Do they have to say the word 40?
That just means they have to say Tom Brady, 40 years old.
Yeah,
or that, 40
will be said more than one and a half times.
Okay.
Two picks,
as
Deshaun.
You know, Tom Brady, 40.
Okay. All right, so after all that pussyfooting around, I'm going to turn it up a few notches.
Yeah. Well, you're at the clock for two here, too. You get two picks.
Chris Long for
MVP? I'm prepared.
What do you got?
So we're going, we're going LeGarrette Blount, MVP.
Whoa.
At 33-1.
Holy shit.
Here's my thinking on this, right? This is his former team.
True.
If he gets just two fucking plow through the line touchdowns, he's already in the running, right? Like if you get two fucking just drop over the line, I'm a big dude and I just scored. If he runs for like 78, two catches for 9 and two touchdowns, he is totally in the running for MVP. 33-1.
I think it's very hopeful. It's very positive, glass half full, because you can say about anybody. If Chris Hogan can just catch two balls at the goal line, I personally think it's not going to happen because he is going to now. If he pulls a Coffee Black and at halftime changes jerseys and puts on a Patriots jersey,
come on,
will he at that point? Will it still be?
That isn't going to happen, Tommy.
I think it has a better shot of happening. Than
I think it's a really fun pick, but you could have waited until the last round to take.
No. After everyone,
you reached.
Most people aren't listening anymore because of the dainty shit you guys just pulled with at minus 720, I'm just going to pick. Someone will score during the game.
All right, make another wild cowboy.
I am going to make a
get wild.
Gary brought it up earlier.
Philip Dorsett.
Wait, I thought I just brought up some dainty shit.
Earlier.
Oh, earlier.
Before it counted.
All right.
Pink's hair.
Oh, I was actually just looking at that.
And I'm going with the most unlikely color. There are options of blue and pink. And she currently, I believe, goes
blondish.
Some sort of blondish thing. Yeah. I'm going with, and it's a combo bet. You get both of a brown or black at 9-1.
Yep, it's true.
Brown or black.
Yeah.
For Pink's hair, and just to be specific, it's
What color will Pink's hair be when she starts to sing the national anthem?
So it could change.
Just in case. Wow, that would be in case she like shaves her head.
So, I'm going with she may
or maybe she has a wig or something and she pulls it off.
Right? Yeah. There's all sorts of possibilities.
There's actually only five possibilities.
I mean, as far as with the way the action could shake down. I mean, it's entertaining.
9-1.
What if she just came out and just sang the national anthem like a human being?
That'd be nice.
The national anthem. This isn't the fucking halftime show. There are bets like, will she be airborne?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Just stand and honor your country and sing the fucking anthem.
The whole country
is worried about players kneeling. But it's okay if Pink flies in with a cape, changes her hair color in the middle of singing it. But a guy fucking takes a knee because five unarmed black men got shot by white officers in Missouri, and that's a problem?
Uncle Floyd feeling strong.
Unbelievable. I love it.
Yeah, settle down. Settle down,
Floyd.
Well,
just hit me. Like, how are you able to airborne?
Put your shirt back on, Uncle Floyd.
You should have kept it inside.
Have another
Miller
Lite. Should
have kept it inside. My biggest concern with this bet is actually she'll pull like a Sinead O'Connor style, and we won't really know. Like, she'll go like where it's just like, like a quarter inch, and you're like, what color is that?
That's what 4K and TiVo are there for, though. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, no.
That's 9-1. He's getting that
9-1,
brown and black.
Yeah.
Sorry, 33-1 and 9-1. The game could be over after these two.
If you get both of those,
you
seem pretty confident about it. I wouldn't even make another bet.
But the interesting thing about your bets is that one is at the end of the game and one is at before the game even starts.
I was going to explain some of my theories, but
no need.
That's fine. It's just well thought out shit.
Really good.
You can't see it at home right now, but Tishon has finished his bottle of Johnny Walker Black.
Do any of you guys speak Spanish? There's a lot of soccer bets on here, but I don't understand half of these.
Ay, caramba.
Little cross-sport bets.
Yeah.
What the hell's up with your...
What's Quintes?
Your iPad over there.
Closing speed.
Oh, you must be on the neighbor's Wi-Fi.
I don't know, man. I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi under 62.5 yards rushing.
Ooh.
All right.
I kind of like that.
Murphy, the negative.
Yeah. I don't know what the spread is, though. I would imagine it's normal, but I don't know.
Is someone going
to
pick like?
Well, talk
exactly
to me about it. Why do you not think he's going to rush
what,
for 62 yards? When was the last time he actually rushed for more than 62
well, you
and a half
have
yards?
Him and Blount,
and Corey
and Clement, and there's another dude who I'm forgetting.
Because
like
when
the over under
falls,
is hurt. Yeah, there's another dude. I don't know. I just think I don't know. I think they have to throw if they're going to win. I don't know. I think I agree with you. They're going to do a lot of Smash Mouth stuff, but 62.5, no way.
Under is -105.
All right.
Wow. Good. Less juice. All right, I'm gonna take a yards one here. Yards. I'm gonna take yards.
Oh,
Danny Amendola is a goddamn hero, and he's gonna have more than 49.5 yards. He's gonna have more.
-1.
His receiving yards, Danny Amendola?
Danny Amendola receiving yards is 49.5.
That's a sucker bet.
It does.
It should be 70.
Right?
Should be
that's
right
what
at
I
70.
Think, too. Anyways, it's -125, so I got to lay the juice.
You guys are going to end up with no money. You're going to owe money.
That's the old, he had a big week last week, so they're going to shut him down
week. It does feel like that, so it made me tempted to go with Hogan.
I have a couple good
and
Hogan
half,
bets.
49.5.
49.5, yeah.
Hogan.
So I need 50 yards from Amendola, Danny. And, I think...
Was that -what?
By the way, there was a bunch of terrible parody songs on the internet of Danny Amendola this week because he had such a great game last week. Insufferable parody songs. Yeah. Hallelujah, the Hallelujah, but with Amendola's name. And also, Lola by the Kinks, I had to hear these this past
like we
week.
Should Adam Park run.
Anyways, I'm going Amendola over 49. It could be a sucker bet. I kind of feel like it is, but I'm going to take it.
There's a chance.
I want to go special. One of these two picks. I'm on the clock now for my second round pick and the first pick of the third round as well. I like this one. Will Pink wear a Philadelphia Eagles shirt or hat while singing the national anthem? I like it.
Is
I'm not going to bet
Philly?
On it though. I could see it.
She must be.
I could see it.
Where is Pink from?
You know, Pink is actually the opposite of the Me Too moment. Like the movement, like she came out and said, like, yeah, I fucked a producer to get into the business and I'm not happy about it, but that's what I did. And now I'm, Now look at me. I'm pig.
She owns it.
Yeah.
So what's the bet?
Is it on her Wikipedia page?
She's from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. So there you go.
Well, sounds like she already had enough Me Too moments before she got into the business then. Doylestown?
Doylestown. And just so you know, her name is stylized as P exclamation point NK.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Right.
Doylestown. What is the spread here, Tom?
Can you quick look? Can you quick look and see if Doylestown, look if Doylestown is in the top five.
Is that near King of Prussia?
The top five
great
most
mall there
lead
too.
In the drinking water in the country, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Maybe like her hair was naturally pink after she just drank out of the tap.
Do they have some Flint ass water?
It's 27 miles from Philly, just so you know.
Wow. All right. So yeah, I can't take that. I can't take that.
What, no.
Huh?
No.
He's just talking about.
No, I'm just talking about it. I like the bet.
I bet her hair is going to be
green.
So you're
taking it. You're taking yes?
No, what I'm going to take is, will any scoring drive take less time than it takes Pink to sing the national anthem?
Ooh,
I'm going with yes. -140 is yes. Because I'm looking at like a pick or a fumble and then a three and out and it's a field goal or something.
Wow.
Like that. That's my belief. It will happen. Or, you know, you just get the ball right away and it's an 80-yard fucking bomb. You win.
But three plays is over 2 minutes.
Not necessarily. Not if Brady goes no huddle.
All right.
If he hits Cooks.
Tom Brady will go no huddle in less than 2 minutes.
What else?
Like, yeah.
Well, that's my first one. All right. All right. So I'm going yes. On, will any scoring drive take less than it takes Pink to sing the national anthem?
All right.
You got another one?
Yeah, you got another.
I don't know. I don't want to. I think I've got time to think about another fun.
Be a good
one.
Time to go to a sponsor or something.
Yeah, definitely.
It would be
Blue Apron
Anthem Flags.
We should go to Anthem Flags.
All right, so I'm taking that one, and this is my first pick. This is going to be another. You got to lay a little bit here, but I'm going to take it. Total successful field goals in the third quarter.
He loves field goals.
I do. Oh,
it's
I love
like
field
his
goals.
Favorite
I
do.
Interesting.
And second half college.
It does not make it interesting. Actually, like if we're looking for moments. To get behind,
I
to make this
coming.
Game more
game,
interesting.
It makes the game interesting for him. For
right.
Tommy.
What is it? Field goals made?
Total successful field
in
goals
the
in the third
half?
Quarter.
In the third quarter
in
only?
In the third
is
quarter,
it a half?
Yeah.
Why don't
is
you pick the misses?
Huh?
Is it a half? Is that the
just run? The third quarter.
But what's the spread? A half?
Yeah, one half.
One half.
So it's like, will they basically make a field goal in the third quarter?
Are you taking yes or no?
I'm saying yes.
And how much
-140.
Okay.
Yes, -140.
That's garbage again.
You wait your turn over there. Jesus. It shouldn't matter at this point. At this point, LeGarrette Blount's going to win the MVP, and Pink's going to have brown or black hair for the first time in her life. It's crazy.
You're landsliding.
You already won, man.
Gary, what do you got?
That puts Gary Dudak.
So I'm not sure. I'm trying to verify this, but I'm pretty sure I heard that the Patriots haven't scored a first quarter touchdown in the Super Bowl for the last 6 Super Bowls.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to verify it. I could be wrong, but... Despite that, I'm gonna bet against that trend, and I'm gonna bet the first touchdown scorer of the game is gonna be Rob Gronkowski 7-1. So I'm imagining a first quarter drive right off the bat, get Gronk back involved.
Wow, I like it.
And 7-1, he's the first touchdown scorer of the game, Gronk.
I thought you were rooting for his
concussion. No. I wasn't rooting for it.
You can parlay a touchdown and a concussion.
Could you do both? If he does both at the same play?
That could happen.
3,900 to 1.
Somewhere. That's like
or touchdown and a review overturned.
I like that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, 7-1. That's
right.
All right, I'm going to go with the even Tom Brady to win regular season MVP and Super Bowl MVP. Even money.
Ooh, the double.
Like, when do you have to wait for that?
I don't know. Probably.
When does that get called?
Well, that's a tough one. Can we take that one off the?
Is that too hard?
When do they name the MVP?
Okay, I got you. I could skip that.
I would like to settle up by Monday.
I got you. All right, Gary, I'm going to go against you. I'm going to take the flea flicker yes at +150. That's a fun one to yell the whole entire game. Flea flicker, do it! And you're like, no flea flicker. I think yes is a more fun bet. No is a better bet, but I'll take the fun bet.
+150?
Yeah.
Just real quick, I found it. Just backtracking one step. The Patriots have not scored in the first quarter of a Super Bowl under Belichick at all.
Wow.
Ever.
Not in the first quarter. No score.
They didn't score the whole game against the Bears.
They will. So way to go.
30 years ago. Yeah.
They scored 10.
Did they?
Damn it. 46-10, I think.
Damn it.
I think.
I always had 46-3 my whole life.
No, they actually were winning that game. 3-0 Patriots were.
Well, let's see here. I mean, I got a few that are really enticing.
You want me to take a reasonable one because you got a
you
got a couple crazy ones.
Am I off the charts a little?
You're gonna win if you hit one of them.
All right. Here we go. This one
take all Pink's hair colors.
I will take
blue and purple as well.
If no one else takes them, I will just own them.
Would that strategy pay off? Is there one that's like minus?
That's a really good
Is there
question.
One that's like yeah, one I'm, to three instead of like
you're
nine
right
to one?
Right now.
So like with green, what if she's blonde with a green stripe? Green wins.
Well,
yeah.
The runner of the site gets to...
It says
predominant
color.
Yes,
no one's take the bet. So, we don't know if the bet's going to win or not.
White blonde is minus 200.
I could. With five bets, you could just own the category.
I think pink is off the board. You've disqualified the rest
of
pinks.
Okay, fair enough.
I agree. Yeah, we'll call that the Nancy Reagan rule.
My whole strategy.
You've sucked enough
dick. Brown, black, purple, and blue.
You're done. You're done. Here's the President of the United States. You've won.
My strategy's fucked now. All right, so here's one. Totally different angle. At negative 1,000.
Whoa.
Minus 1,000.
Minus 1,000.
You win $10.
Sean.
Is that what it would be?
I think so. No.
You'd win $1,
I think.
I
just lose 1,000.
No.
It's 1,000 to 100, so it's 10 bucks.
Yeah. No, it's 10 bucks. Yeah.
So 10 bucks.
Yeah. If it's minus
1,000. No. I lose 1,000. I win 100.
It's just
on this bet. Like you're not.
You can only bet $100.
But if you do a bet for a minus 1,000 bet, you win
$10. Right. Well, that's not as much fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just called us out for an hour for bets.
You got to be able to flip flop. I mean, that's about what this is. All right. So here's a fun one. I'm going to say that there'll be a score in the last 3.5 minutes of the game.
I like it.
That's at negative 160. And I think it is going to be a tight contest. It's going to be competitive to the end. I will take that bet.
In the final how many minutes?
3.5 minutes, 3:30. Yes to a score in the final 3:30 of the game.
I'm not seeing all these.
So you're hoping for either a close game or a garbage score.
Or a garbage score, right, which I think both have their likelihood.
And what's the minus what?
Minus 160 on that.
Pussy, that's weak, son.
Okay, but to follow up on that.
Oh, yeah, he's
the... Yeah, but I got a 1-2 punch. At plus 800, I'm betting on overtime.
Ooh, and back-to-back
two years in a row after never having it happen. Wow.
Yeah. I could see that happening. Just
again, tight game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be feisty. And if that one plays the final score, there's a good chance that overtime is happening.
Well... You'd be a lock to win your bet before because if it goes into overtime, then there's no way there can't be a score in the final 3:33 of the game, right? Because that would be the final play of the game, most likely.
Not necessarily.
Overtime could have a field goal, and then you're right.
But anyway.
You'd be looking good, though.
That's my 1-2 punch there.
All right, I am going to go back to pink, and I'm going airborne for plus 300.
Whoa. Is she going to come down and die?
She's going to be airborne? Like
doesn't like matter. It. She might jump. Once.
I like it. At 3-1.
That counts.
Yeah, what are the...
No, the jump doesn't count, does it?
She is a hang time a over hop. 1 second. It counts.
Is that what it says? Holy shit.
Here's what it says. Must be airborne from first note sang until she finishes saying brave.
No, get out of here.
No, but
the whole song?
No. Just at some point during that song.
Yeah.
But it starts.
Oh, so she flies in on a parachute, lands, and starts singing. It's no good.
Exactly. Okay, right, exactly. Right. It must be.
All right,
from,
I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
I'll stick with
it.
I
think you stick with
it. So basically, she'd have to like.
I saw her
up.
Do a Cirque du Soleil thing at Staples Center once. I think she likes that.
She likes getting high on mushrooms.
No, she likes doing flying.
Explain
stuff.
The pink fucking hair. Pink airborne, yes. And what do you got? Plus what?
300.
Wow.
Another fun one to bet for. Lift her up.
Yeah.
Because if she's got cables on, guys, at the beginning, it's in the bag.
Yeah, I think it's good.
You know? All right, guys. You guys
I like
ready?
That bet.
Yeah,
I like that one.
All right, I'm going to make this podcast great again. And I'm going to take the over 5 on Trump tweets, Donald Trump tweets on the day of the Super Bowl, which is February 4th. Total Donald Trump tweets on February 4th, over 5, minus 120.
Yeah. Ooh.
So if it's
now, does it say Eastern time?
It doesn't say. It just says February 4th.
This is in
so
China. There are time zones here.
We'll do New York time. It has to be
East Coast for East him. Coast that's time. That's where he's at, right?
Yeah, East Coast time.
So East Coast.
You guys think the capital of the United States is New York?
Washington, D.C. Bingo.
All right.
Close enough.
Well, studies show that 60% of adults don't know
where
it is.
Based on the time of Minneapolis, which is central time.
No, it's got to be Trump. It's Trump's world.
Does he have to tweet about the Super Bowl?
No, it just says Donald Trump tweets. Number of tweets.
What is he average
over five?
I'm going over five. So, yeah. So, I win nothing if he does five exactly.
Yeah, go to Donald Trump's Twitter. Find out how many he did today.
All right, let's take a look.
So, you're going over five. Yeah. And then tell me how many grammatical and spelling errors were made.
and false quotes. Quotes for no reason.
Do we need to count that?
Out. Donald Trump tweets over five. All right. That's
plus what?
Minus it's
something?
Minus 120. They're both minus 120. So, yeah.
What if he just starts, like, pulling a Sean Connery on SNL, Celebrity Jeopardy, and just starts listing all the chicks he paid for sex?
So, today he tweeted four times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Went four times, and there was three in a row this morning, and then one way later in the day. So, I'll need, like, some sort of Twitter storm.
He gets crazy at the morning shit.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then I need, like, maybe just one or two later on. And then maybe, like, a congrats Tom Brady or whatever.
Yeah, maybe, right. Yeah. He's usually out of ideas after the morning.
But I don't want
shit.
Five. I got to get some money. I need six. I need a winner.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so I'm on the clock.
Your odds. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'm on the clock for two. I'm going to save this one for my final pick because I think it's a lock. Again, it's minus a huge number. So
you don't need to preview picks. Like I don't.
That's the way I do it. You have your time. Think about your picks. How you're going to do it.
No, I have some genius shit coming.
All right. Who will throw more touchdown passes in the game? Will it be Tom Brady or will it be Nick Foles? That would be interesting if I was going to take that one, but I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it.
He loves the tease.
I do. All right. Well, I want our listeners out there to know that these are all
coins
props
have a
that are
head
available.
And a tail.
That is what I'm going to take. All right, here we go. So my fourth pick. Tails has been hot lately. So the last four coin tosses, tails has come up. Before that, heads had come up five times in a row. And before that, tails had come up five of six times.
What about before that?
Oh, before that, it was heads and tails. It was crazy. It was crazy. Heads and tails. Heads and tails.
Let's go deep.
I've gone all the way back into history, to the AFL.
So 4 years in a row of tails following 5 years in a row of heads. I have to go heads sooner or later. I love betting like the Rakish at this point would say that it would remind him of his cousin Anaji, who used to just keep fucking all the guys at college. Like one time she had like 13 guys in her at one time, like 13 guys. And she kept doing it like nothing bad was ever going to happen, right? Like it was like, oh, hey, I'm fine after this. I'll do it again on Saturday night, right? And at one time he would say, quote, her poon broke, unquote. So
yeah,
that is the reason.
Are you
I'm
not
using
doing
here.
The voice because you're out of practice? Is that
no? I'm not Rakish.
He's being PC.
I'm being Rakish.
Rakish asked him to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Making fun of him.
Is that a moment?
So four years in a row.
I think
4 years in a row of tails. I'm saying not anymore. I'm saying heads.
You're saying time's up on tails.
I am. Time's up. So what is heads? Minus 105.
Yeah, I believe they're all 105.
So heads minus 105. I'm going with heads. Plus, I just want to take, like, the early lead, too. Is the coin toss before or after the national anthem?
It's right after, I believe.
So someone might have been before me.
Right? Isn't the national anthem first and then coin toss and then they go? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then I'm going to also take, will Nipplegate be mentioned? And I'm going to say no. I think Al Michaels is going to say a lot of stuff. He's probably going to talk about the spread a couple of times. He's going to talk about, he might talk about Donovan McNabb throwing up.
He might
do it.
I could see him saying wardrobe malfunction, but not nipple deep.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No way Collinsworth. Tafoya might say it. Is she still going to be doing the game? Michelle Tafoya?
I have no idea.
Who's the sideline reporter for NBC?
That's a good question.
I think it's Tafoya, isn't it?
Maybe you're right. Yeah.
Tafoya might say it, so that might fuck me right there. Nipplegate. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think that's it. The juice has to be huge on that one.
Yeah.
Minus 900.
Oh, my God.
You make like $10.
What if everyone gets all their bets wrong?
Yeah,
that's
true.
And that one comes
that's
in.
That's true.
Minus 900 is better than your minus 1,000 bet. So I'm saying, will Nipplegate be said during the broadcast? I don't even think Al Michaels is loony enough to say it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. I'll concede the $9. Oh,
now, if
turn?
Terry Bradshaw shows up for whatever reason and they interview him on the sideline.
Yeah, there was that nipple date a few years
ago. He might
ago.
Be naked, too. Yeah. He loves being naked.
What if they accidentally go to commercial and the mics are still hot? And it's like, I didn't say nipple gate.
That'd be incredible.
Do you see,
so I was like, what?
You see Beyonce in 201? That's a real nipple gate right over there.
You know, there's always some, like, you remember the Oscars last year when they said the whole fucking best picture wrong?
Oh yeah!
Like,
yeah.
What's going to be this year? There's going to be something just off the wall, nuts. Like the world we live in now, there's nothing normal. Like, it's going to be something crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Especially when The Shape of Water is notorious. Oh, and God! You guys are all just decimated from it.
All right, is it my last pick?
Yeah, I'm just saying The Shape of. I'm surprised. Kate and I went and saw Den of Thieves with Gerard Butler.
I heard that was really long.
And 50 Cent. And I'm telling you, why even come out with any other movies this year? Give the Gerard
How'd
Butler.
You end up at that
just
movie?
Amazing.
In his homeland,
huh?
He's known
How'd
as Gerard.
How'd you end up at that movie?
Well, we didn't want to see the post. Anything like
good,
that?
Actually.
Like, I know it's probably pretty good, but I wanted like a little bit of action or comedy, and then father figures.
You're an
is
O'Shea
already
Jackson
out of the
Jr. fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
that's
Ice Cube. That's Ice Cube.
Oh, Curtis Jackson. Jackson.
No, that's his kid.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's his kid.
Is it Jackson? O'Shea?
O'Shea is
that's
Ice
not
Cube.
Ice Cube's last name, Jackson, is it? Yeah. O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Junior?
No, he's
Junior's
not. His kid
son
is
that looks just
son.
Like him.
Yeah.
But
that's
Curtis,
no, he's
from
the one
certain
that
angles,
thieves,
from
though.
Certain angles.
Oh, is he? Yeah, no, he's
his
son.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about 50 Cent.
Yeah.
No, 50 Cent's in there. I'll tell you what, no one dies better than 50 Cent. Although, like, he's been shot so many times before, like, he knows how to play the
you
part.
You apparently haven't seen James Caan in The Godfather. He knows how to take some bullets. 900 of them.
He took a lot of bullets.
Still standing.
Den of Thieves. Oscar
he knows how to fake kick and punch guys in stairwells.
That's next year,
January
though. That came out this year. Yeah.
All right. Who's on the clock? Here?
I think it's me. All right. What do you got? It's my last pick, right? I fucking love watching kickers miss extra points. So I'm going to go ahead and root for it at plus 250. Will there be a missed extra point after touchdown? And, you know, what's his name? Dostowski. He misses him. Yeah. And
last Super Bowl.
Elliott is the Eagles kicker. He's a rookie, I believe.
Now he got cut by the Bengals.
Yeah. Between a rookie kicker in the Super Bowl and Dostowski or whatever the
Gostkowski. Use your words.
There it is. Yeah.
Just pronounce every letter in his name in order. You'll get it.
Dostowski. There we go. Plus 250.
Plus with the spread being plus 5 and like minus 5 plus 5, it's kind of like they're almost banking on it.
It's going to come into play.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great bet. Can't believe that made it that far.
Yep.
I was looking at Nancy Reagan's stats.
I'm going to take a long shot. Fletcher Cox MVP for plus 3,300.
Ooh. If you're going to go D, Eagles is the way to go, I think. Yeah.
Johnny, what do you got?
What was it? Plus what?
3,300.
That goes without explanation or embellishment?
There's a Reggie White thing in there.
Right.
Okay. You know, and he's that good up the middle. That's New England's weakness. I don't know.
Do you guys remember the last defensive MVP? It wasn't too long ago.
Malcolm Butler?
The last defensive MVP?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Vaughn?
Boom. Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Was it Malcolm Butler?
No, he wasn't MVP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. It was Von Miller in that Panthers Super Bowl.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I like that. If you're going to go Eagles MVP, you might as well go defense.
No.
Foles going to...
The final pick of the Super Bowl 52 preview prop bet fantasy draft. So, the fabulous T-Shawn.
So I got a lot of info from NPR about possible prop bets, actually. They speak the truth. And they were talking a lot about... the number of exotic dancers that find their way to Super Bowl hosting cities.
Oh, yeah.
They said they were actually able to count them when they went to Dallas just a handful of years ago. And apparently the exotic dancer population was up by 10,000.
Wow.
10,000, the demand. 10,000 extra exotic dancers were in town. So I wanted to make a prop bet based on that, something I was cooking up.
Just creating his own prop bet.
I was creating my own prop bet, but I'm gonna do a pivot, and I'm gonna say yes at plus 250 to an excessive celebration penalty.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going yes, excessive celebration. I think there's going to be some numbskull. Maybe it's on a sack, maybe by Fletcher Cox.
Okay.
He's going to get too fired up.
Do something sexual.
Do something, yeah. Do something nuts. Or at the
Is
end
it
of the
plus
game.
Plus 250?
It's plus 250.
Now, does that say in that excessive celebration, does it say strictly for touchdown or does it say
no,
at
no,
any
it's
point?
Any penalty.
Because otherwise, it's just what? It's
unsportsmanlike
conduct. But they would say excessive celebration, I think, only on a touchdown.
I believe it also counts unsportsmanlike conduct.
Are you sure? Are you guessing that because you just
I'm
bet
saying
yes
it
on
because
it.
I just bet it, and I would love to include that as part of the my prospects.
I'm trying to find it here. Here we go.
I don't think that's the case. I think excessive celebration is strictly for touchdowns.
All it says is, will there be a penalty for excessive celebration? So I think that could be an interception as well.
No, it can be interception, yeah. Or it can be a defensive play for sure.
Yeah. I think that happens on interceptions yeah. or
score.
I don't think it really happens on sacks. I think that would be like taunting or
it would be just on unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like if a guard loops around and smushes a guy on a run play,
yeah.
Usually not an excessive yeah. celebration.
But I think that, yeah, touchdown or maybe a pick.
It's because the, okay. the defensive guys, right, like they always get carried away. There's always a
yeah.
there's always a prospect of them losing their
if there's
shit.
If there's a pitch six and somebody like starts humping the goalpost or something, that would be an excessive celebration.
Or another player.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Roger Goodell would be down on the field immediately
or
with
Justin
a pistol
Timberlake,
behind that guy's
huh?
ears.
Timberlake showing titty. Yeah. That guy's over there humping him. Fletcher.
It could happen. It could happen. Guys, it's been one hell of a podcast. Congratulations on your first podcast of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
It's been already a great year for us here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us online, dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. Guys, any last final thoughts about what's going to happen on Sunday? Barry?
R.I.P. Carson Wentz.
Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.